Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. Indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And tonight, boy, do we have a whole lot to cover. And tonight, for a while, our producer is Style. Hey, Style.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
And out there with us, way out yonder in Missouri, is the legendary Pastor Joe Larson.
Style, with us a while, are you being poetic, or is he going to run halfway through the show out of fear?
All righty. And we have two special guests tonight. We have Randall Terry and Joe Slavenic. Hey, fellas.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
Hello,
man?
Pastor Ernie. Good to hear your voice, man.
Boy, it's been Randy, I've talked to you recently, but I haven't talked to Joe Slavenic in probably 10 years.
Oh, at least, buddy.
All right. It's been
California.
Yeah. Boy.
You know, I go to the left side of the country, and I understand you just don't want to talk to me anymore.
I've been out there a couple times since you've left. We had a big thing in San Diego. I went out, and we're on a big station out there, 50,000 water out there. But anyhow, we'll have to do some catching up. And
I'd love to.
I just heard some people calling me, telling me that Matt Trewilla was on with one of our local boys asking about me. He said he hasn't seen Pastor Ernie in a long time, and the last time I saw Matt, he was up here, and he brought his whole group with him, and I put him up. He had about 70 kids, young people, with him, and that was an amazing thing. I just happened to set rental properties that were empty, and so they had their sleeping bags and everything. We just put them up while they were up here for a week, and boy, I'm going to tell you what a job they did. Anyhow,
that's awesome.
Can I ask a dumb question here?
We
got a California person. I just saw in the news where California has got a new way to sell electricity. It's not going to be on how much you use. Starting here in June, it's going to be on how much you make.
That sounds
Have you
about
heard
right
that yet?
Communist state.
Yeah,
I've heard rumblings of it. We're not so sure how that's gonna, if it's gonna make it or not. I hope it doesn't. But
they have the Public Utility Commission has until July 1 to put in the new rate structure. It's been approved by and signed by Newsom.
Yeah, well, he'll do. He's a socialist. This is what he does.
I mean, a communist. I mean, he's past socialism.
He's beyond socialism. Exactly,
yeah.
But here's the other thing that they try to do in our state. I mean, these guys are so moronic. They want all these people in California to drive an electric car. They never thought what this is going to cause, and now they're not getting the gasoline tax. So now they're going to start charging tax to the people with electric cars for how many miles they drive.
Right.
So they're getting punished for doing what this communist wants them to do. You can't make this stuff up, guys. You just can't.
Well, that's why when you said that Pastor Ernie was talking about the sleeping bags, I went, people are going to be shutting off the electricity and sleeping in their sleeping bags and trying not to use
the
any.
The problem with California is they just keep taking more and more of our rights away and people putting up with it. It's just how it is. We don't have the fighters. There's a few of us that are, but we don't have people are just like lemmings in this state. It's weird.
There's a method behind their madness. One of the things they want to do, the good people are leaving. I mean, they're leaving California in large numbers. They're selling their property. I talk to people all the time from out there, and here the crooks, the criminals, they want to run the good people out, buy up their property, you know, whatever Bill Gates doesn't buy up, and then and then make a profit on it. But the whole point of it is, it's not that they're morons, but it's the fact that they're purposely trying to destroy the country. By accident. But here's the thing. We're going to go right into it.
We're talking about like-minded men on this call. So, absolutely.
Let's get into our scripture. I'm going to read verses, Proverbs 23, verse 23. Joe, you're going to read Proverbs 24, verse 10, 11, and 12.
All right.
And then I'm going to pick it up with verses 19 through 26. So, verse 23, buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Go ahead.
23, okay. I got thinking about that at 24, I'm sorry, 10. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn into death, and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not. Doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And he that keepeth thy soul, doth he not know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works?
Verse 20. Well, verse 19. Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious of the wicked. For there shall be no reward to the evil man, and the candle of the wicked shall be put out. My son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. He that saith to the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse. Nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him shall be a delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. Every man shall kiss his lips that giveth the right answer. All right, Randy, before we even get started, Joe, I need an address, because if you give me an address how we can donate, to you guys, my deacon will send the check out tomorrow. So give us an address.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you. Randall Terry for President. That's Randall Terry for President. That's P.O. Box 420, Ellendale, Tennessee. P.O. Box 420, Ellendale. That's E-L-L-E-N-D-A-L-E, Tennessee. And then the zip is 38029. That's 38029.
Okay, very good. Okay.
That blesses me. Thank you, brother.
All right, very good. And I know there's a whole lot of people out there tonight. A whole lot of folks out there, because they always say, well, go up on the internet. There's a lot of people listening, older people my age, that aren't on the internet. But they know how to put a stamp on a piece of paper. And I know tonight off of this radio program, many of them will probably do that. And so there you go. Let's take you back to verses 10, 11, and 12. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn into death, and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it, and he that keepeth thy soul, doth he not know it, and shall he not render to every man according to his works? You guys want to comment on that?
Man, oh man.
Go ahead, Randall.
It's packed. All right, thank you, Joe. It's packed because it's talking about God's judgment. It's talking about our sins of omission when we know something is happening and we don't try and stop it. It's talking about us having small strength. You know, when you were reading it, my mind jumped to the story of the Good Samaritan. You know, the reason the Lord told that is because somebody said, who is my neighbor? Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. And the man said, well, who's my neighbor? Wanting to justify himself. And so Jesus told the story of the man who got beaten and left for dead. And then the priest and the Levite walked by and crossed over on the other side of the road. And the priest and the Levite had good theology, but their strength was small. They pretended that they didn't see it, like that proverb is talking about. And then Jesus insulted them all and said, okay, and then a Samaritan comes along, a heretic. It'd be, you know, I don't even want to say what it would be like. You could fill in the blank. What's the biggest insult someone could say to the Christian community today or to a bunch of pastors? Because that's what he did. He said the priest and the Levite, they screwed up, they messed up, and then along comes this heretic who everybody hates. So all I can think of is right now the babies are dying in the ditch. They're the ones that are, that, you know, if we don't rescue them, some of the more modern transliterations or paraphrases command, they say, rescue those who are unjustly sentenced to death. Don't stand back and let them die. We are commanded by the Lord to protect the fatherless, to save the innocent from murderers. And if we don't do it, the Bible says, does not he who sees your heart, your mind, doesn't he know it? And this, of course, is a way that the Lord is saying to us, you have a duty to save the innocent. And if you don't do it, you're sinning. You're literally sinning. You know, it's the sin of omission, like the priest and the Levite. They walked by on the other side of the road. They didn't do anything. And God was holding them accountable.
Absolutely.
Well, the church, the so-called church today, I'll use the word so-called because there's a lot of places that call themselves churches, but they're dead corporate bodies, not a church. You're right. God is convicting. You're guilty. And not only is your strength small, but like you were saying, the sin of omission, because all through Scripture, I'll paraphrase, thou shall not, must not, cannot, will not shed innocent blood. And what is more innocent than the blood of an unborn child?
Absolutely.
There could be nothing more innocent, right?
Absolutely. Amen. Randy, let me tell you, you know, I was on the board of Ohio Right to Life for 21 years. And during that time, as you guys know, I speak my mind, right? Well, during that time, we were at a meeting. One of the new people that came there and on that board made a suggestion that anyone who has been arrested out there in front of the abortion mills should not be sitting on the board because the media will take advantage of that. And when she was finished, I said, no, I want to make my amendment. I want to say that unless you've been arrested at least once, you shouldn't be qualified to sit on this board, because if you haven't been arrested out there. And
that's the right answer.
Well, all the men that were there, they just looked at me. They knew what was coming. And what happened when she said that, several of the women that were with her, they shook, they nodded their head in agreement, but then after that, they that was it. It was silence. Now, the other thing we had a problem with, a disagreement with, was the pictures. They did not like those pictures. And, you know, we had the great big 4x8 posters all over the place. And we had out there with our pictures before my buddy Mark Harrington. I just was texting him a few minutes ago before he came on the scene. I'm talking, well, way back. We had those pictures back in the 70s. I had them out there. And here, that was another one of the things. Well, what you're doing here, my position is this. Make them look at their sin. Make them look at their sin. And isn't that exactly what you want to do?
Yes, I think most people don't even know. I'm running for president. Joe Slavenic is our campaign manager. Joe has run for office both as statewide race for Senate in Ohio and also for the U.S. House in Ohio. And we have put together this campaign specifically to show America the truth about abortion through our television ads. Joe, would you be so kind as to explain the law and how exciting this is?
Yeah, would love to. Ernie, I'm sure you know this because you're involved in the media for so many years, but there's a great law on the books that the FCC, 60 days prior to a federal election, they cannot censor an ad. A station cannot censor an ad going on television. If they do, there could be serious fines. I mean, it could get as serious as losing their station. So we're taking full advantage of that law that says you cannot censor us. And, you know, in this day and age, come on, this is, you know, we're dealing with it all the time. You hear all, you know, about all the social media and what happened to Trump, et cetera, et cetera. And here there's a law on the books that they cannot stop us. So what we're doing, and we've already produced a bunch of them. Randall is extremely talented in this area, and we're going to have about 30-second spots that we're going to place in those 60 days across the nation. Now, the key for us is to get on the ballot in at least 10 states. If we're on the ballot in 10 states, we could advertise nationally. Okay, that's
beautiful.
And so, and we're targeting some specific states because, you know, we have, you know, just in case we don't make it to the 10, getting ballot access is not easy. And so we're specifically going after some of the swing states and, of course, states like New Jersey, which gives us the ability to advertise in New York. You know, Virginia gives us the ability to advertise in D.C. And so we want to present these ads. And you could check these ads out. All your listeners, they could go to Terry2024.com, www.Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, 2024.com. And right on the front page are the first five ads that have already been produced. There's another eight or nine that are in production currently and are almost done. But those five are on there. And you'll see what we're doing. And it is the graphic, you know, pictures of aborted babies. We're putting it in their face. We're showing America what abortion looks like. Now, think of it, Bernie. You have been out on the streets with these signs. I've been out on the streets. And now California is a little more populated than most of Ohio. And we will go to certain areas like Huntington Beach, Newport Beach, and we will be right at the entranceway of their piers, which is the piers get a ton of foot traffic. And we'll have these huge signs and a bunch of our young people, and it's great. But here's the thing. Even on a busy Saturday, we might have 2,000-3,000 people walk by our signs. We'll enter into conversation with some of them. But when we do this, think of it, in New York and D.C. alone, we'll have the ability to hit 30 to 40 million people with that same type a visual. And so that's what we're doing. And we're running this race, quite frankly, really not so bad. We're not silly. Independents typically do not win the presidency. But it gives us the ability to put these ads on the air. And that's the only reason we're doing it.
Big question hit me. Have you checked with an attorney on this? Because being graphic, I know those pictures, I've been out and
We've done it in the past. Randall did it in 2012, and the law is real clear.
I was just curious if you checked it, because you know how can turn that around in decency laws.
We had an attorney working with us in 2010 and 2012, and we never had any trouble.
Super.
Because the law is so draconian. It says that if a station refuses to run the ad of a federal candidate, they can lose their license. Boom. So they put up a disclaimer, warning, graphic images are about to follow. We are required by law to run the ads of federal candidates. I mean, it's like a free advertisement for our advertisement.
Yep,
hey, wait,
it is.
Look, something's going to really be intense here. Let's watch.
Yeah.
Instead of going to the kitchen for a sandwich, they're going to sit there and watch, huh?
Yeah, I want to see this graphic thing that they're telling me we have to be weary of. So.
Oh, very good.
We did this in 2010. We ran ads on Oprah, Saturday Night Live, CNN, Evening News. We tormented the baby killers, tormented them. And these all happened in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And I have
Didn't
a prayer request
to
with everyone.
A nicer bunch of people.
I have a prayer request. We can start running ads on September 6th. The first ad that we will run as a campaign, the first ad will be on The View with Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar. Our first ad.
The commercial for that ad, the one we'll put on, has Whoopi Goldberg in it. Explain the whole thought with that one, Randall.
September 6th, right?
Yep. So you can go to our website, terry2024.com, see that ad. But I'm asking people, if you like what you see, please give a gift. Because while the stations can't stop us, the only thing that can stop us is the lack of money.
Right.
Now,
you
here's
have to
what's
pay for
crazy.
The ad.
Yep.
Yes, we do.
If you to run an ad on The View nationally, all 50 states, it's only $11,000. That's it. So for $11,000, we can run an ad on The View. So for everybody that gives a gift of any size, we're going to send my new book called Divine Correction, How God Gets a Nation's Attention. And it's about what you were talking about, Pastor Ernie, about innocent blood. Or the other pastor was talking about innocent blood. And then if someone gives $100 or more, we will give them my new book called Is It He or Is It She?, which is a children's book. It's a hardcover Dr. Seuss-type rhyme showing the insanity of the transgender lies. So a gift of any size, we'll send you a copy of Divine Correction. A gift of 100 or more, we'll send you both books. And, of course, the maximum by law someone can give is $3,300. So there are people who are listening right now, I would guess, that could give $250 or $500. The vast majority of the money we raise goes straight to the television ad. That's the whole point of doing this. We're not going to run to win. We're running to be a voice for the babies and to tell the Biden voters, repent. Because if you vote for Joe Biden, you have blood on your hands.
Amen. Hang tight, Randy. We'll be back right after this.
The doctor did our dirty work. So So now we pay the bill. We thought he solved our problem, but our life's a living hell. I toss and turn in bed at night, 'cause God, it's hard to sleep. In my heart and in my mind I hear a voice that says to me, you could have took me fishing, Dad. You could have taught me how to swim. I could have made you proud of me. Now I'll never have that chance. I could have been your little boy, standing right there by your side. I could have been your pride and joy. Daddy, did I have to die? I never thought of it as right or wrong, but I think about it now. Oh God, I'd give my life if I could just turn time back somehow. I'd let him live and watch him grow. Oh, I'd buy him everything. But now he won't need a ball or bat. He'll never play one game. You could have been my hero, Dad. You could have done what daddies do. You could have rode me on your back. You could have taught me to tie my shoes. I could have grown into a man. I should have had my chance at life. We could have been the best of friends. Daddy, did I have to die? God, the choice of life belongs to you. It wasn't hers or mine. And I know she feels the same way too. Sometimes I hear her cry. How can we ever be the same or live with what was done? Instead of these two broken hearts, God, we might have had a son. You could have been my hero, Dad. You could have done what daddies do. You could have rode me on your back. You could have taught me to tie my shoes. I could have been your little boy, standing right there by your side. I could have been your pride and joy. Daddy, did I have
No, you didn't have to die. You know, if the pastors had done their job, if the pastors had stood up and boldly done what they were called to do, we wouldn't have any abortion in this land. They would have taken to Washington, marched in Washington, D.C. in 73 and put that corrupt court that was only supreme in their own sin and rebellion against God on trial for treason against God and humanity. But the pastors failed God. They failed him. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, I hope, you know, we keep hearing how God's judgment's going to come. They don't even understand. It's here. I mean, it's already started. Yeah. And
yes,
the only remedy for this is repentance. The only chance America has survival is repentance. Am I not right?
The only
Amen,
chance.
Brother.
Mm-hmm. I really want to get, Randy, I really want to be, in part, you and Joe, between now and November, I want to give you at least once a month airtime and continue to help you raise those funds. This is very important. Just a thought, oh, I would love to see that. And you say that's September 6th? I want to see that.
That's when we can start advertising. Yeah.
I'd like to see Whoopi Cushion.
They'll say that they won't let them. They'll have to cut them off.
And Joyless Blowhard, those two.
Yeah. Yeah, Ernie.
Yes.
Go to our website, terry2024.com, and the very first ad on there is a, you can see the ad, it's a picture of Miley Cyrus, and she's about to lick a birthday cake, it looks like, and it says, on the birthday cake, it says, abortion is health care. And that's, we start this video, and we have all these movie stars that are, like, they're just stupid, and the whole 30-second spot is challenging them. And about the, I don't know, Randy, I can't remember, maybe it's the fourth or fifth image in, is Whoopi Goldberg. Now, imagine having this on The View, and she's sitting there, and she sees her come up in this commercial. Do you think that is going to cause a stir?
Yeah. I guess it would. Yeah, I'd love to see that.
She can't stop it from getting on her show, and she's one of the stars, you know, as a baby killer. So
I got to tell you something else that's funny, Ernie. We own a TV studio, so we can make ads like popcorn. And the beauty of this is that we could change the ad. So the first picture could be Whoopi Goldberg. The second picture can be Joy. The third picture can be one of those other crazy women. We can just do whatever we want, literally whatever we want. So,
well,
and it's inexpensive for us to change it because we own all the gear and I have the editor. So I'm kind of excited, to be honest with you. And I think that they'll help us with advertising, because when they start seeing these ads and they can't stop them, they're going to blow a gasket. They're just going to blow a gasket, and that's going to do nothing but help us.
Absolutely.
I think you guys are having too much fun is what I think.
Yeah, this is, you know, that's exactly right, because they're saying baby killing is the issue they're going to win on. That's the number one issue they're going to run on is baby killing.
Yep.
We want to kill babies as many as necessary, you know, to get elected.
Well, here's their line. This is literally their line. Quote, we will bring abortion rights front and center, close quote. To which I respond, I'm uniquely qualified to fight you. I will bring abortion front and center. You can talk about abortion rights till you're blue in the face. When I start showing mutilated children, arms, legs ripped apart, little boys, girls burned to death by saline solution, and I say, this is Joe Biden. This is abortion rights. You have blood on your hands. I mean, we'll raise up our voices like the prophet Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Isaiah. And the beauty of this is, you know, I want to make an invitation to you, Ernie, and I mean this with all my heart. We, by law, I can put anything in the ad I want. All I have to do is say at the end, I'm Randall Terry, and I approve this message. That's it. So we've got Pastor Broden. He's not the candidate for president, but he's a black pastor. And he's getting on the TV and saying abortion is black genocide. So, Pastor Ernie, if you want to do a commercial and run it in Ohio, you can do it. You can get on there, and we'll put your face on. You can say all that you want to say, as long as at the end I have to approve it, and I have to say, I'm Randall Terry, and I approve this message. That's it. So we're going to invite Christian leaders, people who say that they're pro-life. We'll invite our good friend Jim Caviezel. Hey, come on. Do an ad. Speak up on behalf of the babies, and let's have some fun, and let's make this like a team where we create momentum and we finally stop pussyfooting around and we stop playing the stupid little games and we call abortion what it is, murder, and we show our best weapon, which is the pictures of the aborted baby.
Absolutely, absolutely. I would be glad to make a commercial. anytime if you wanted to. And go ahead and how would I do that? Would I call it into your studio or
we'll talk. We'll talk off the air.
All right.
We'll get a camera and we'll get a, you know, a recording device of some kind and brainstorm how you want to do this. I mean, it would be a blast. You see people do their little endorsements for Biden or whatever, and I'm Miley Cyrus and I'm on Joe Biden. Well, you know what? Shut up, Miley. We're gonna have Pastor Ernie. Oh yeah. this will be a way we can have fun and make it just a bigger team, a bigger effort. So it's the law, and we can do it, and it will help generate momentum. Me too. Yeah, I want to do an ad. Sure, I'll do an ad. We'll get clergy. We'll get activists. You know, we'll get moms. Whoever wants to do it, let's go.
That'd be great. Yeah, I would just love to see, to have Whoopi and Joyless. You know, if you gave me 10 minutes with them, their hair would be on fire, okay? Those two women are so wicked. You know, Jeremiah 2:43 talks about these wicked women whose skirts are filled with the blood of the innocent, unclean women. And that's exactly what you have in that view. You have some wicked, unclean women whose skirts are filled with the blood of the innocent. And
amen.
Yeah.
And the Jezebel spirit that the Lord talked about in Revelation, spirit of Jezebel.
Absolutely. We've run into those types along. You know, Joe, I was out there on those streets for 45 years. I was on the streets preaching. And that time, we ran into a number of the feminists out there, the real...
Oh, yeah.
Wicked ones, and those gals aren't too smart. I mean, they're just not. We had it doesn't take a lot to get them confused. I had this one redheaded. She was a real mouthy. She comes out and she stands, and she screams, "It's my body!" And I said, "I can see that, and I feel real bad for you, and I wish there was something I could." And she just went, nuts, and
That's funny.
Connie Schultz, remember Sherrod Brown's wife? She came out and she's yelling, she's screaming at me. She's in her car and she says, "Look at you, you're all men." We were out in front of the Bloody Planned Predators. And I said, "That's right, we are. We are men, Connie. And we're not ashamed of what we do, what we're here, like you are." And she said some nasty things to me. And it kept on going. But we have, I would be glad to make a commercial. The wickedness out there is just unbelievable. And God has raised us up for such a time as this. Right now, the very fact that we're here means that God has raised us up for this time. And people don't understand, this nation is coming under God's judgment. Abortion is a national sin. The sewers from coast to coast have run red with the blood of the innocent. And you know their blood has cried out to Almighty God and bore witness. And it's bore witness against, and let me tell you, those pastors who, you know, judgment begins in the house of God and it begins in that pulpit, those pastors that should have been bold and been the ones leading in this, the ones that failed, the ones that were afraid. You know what?
I got to tell you something. Joe and I have been day by day by day working, recruiting, trying to get on the ballot for the Constitution Party. If we get on the ballot with our, you remember Howard Phillips, of course.
I remember him.
If we get on the ballot there, we'll get our 10 states. But I spent 2.5 weeks in Idaho collecting signatures. The number of pastors who refused to help would not even let us collect signatures. We just need some signatures. Get on the ballot. Nope. And then there's this group called the abolitionists. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but they're a hybrid of ignorance and arrogance and and self-righteousness. bizarre to me. They, one of their guys said, we're not going to help your campaign because we need to really serve Jesus. And they say they're pro-life. I mean, actually, they don't say they're pro-life. They mock pro-life. They say that they're abolitionists. So I've been dumbfounded. Now, thankfully, in a couple of, a Catholic church, we were at, they threw me off the parking lot. And, a couple of evangelical pastors that we were like, oh, yeah, for sure, we'll do it. And then, the people in their church thought they would do it. Then they wouldn't do it. The pastor wouldn't allow it. Fear, cowardice, treachery, love of man, love of praise, fear of controversy. These things are a plague and a curse inside of the Christian community.
Randall,
that's what we're dealing with. That's why child killing exists today.
You're hitting something near and dear to Ernie and I both. We were part of that Shake the Nation conference going around trying to wake up some of the churches. I'll never forget one time we had a bunch of pastors up in front just almost in tears apologizing how they had not been doing anything, running to the battle, and they were going to bring their congregations on Saturday and bring all the people. Not one came back. Not one told the people in their church. They got home and realized, oh, man, I'd lose half my church. The collection place would be empty. And we realized, sadly, you cannot wake the dead.
Yeah. And here's the sad reality. We're not running this race with the thought of winning. I already said that.
No, you're doing it to wake people up.
We're not trying to convert the hardcore liberals to turn from their evil ways and, come and join in. In the last election in 2020, 51% of Catholics voted for Joe Biden. 33% of evangelicals voted for Joe Biden. 90% of the black population voted for Joe Biden. Now, if we could just get a couple percent of those people to say, wait a second, I can't vote for somebody that believes in all this. And we make it real clear. This is all Joe Biden. This is what Joe Biden wants. And if we could get just a few percent of those to say, hey, vote for Trump. I mean, we won't say that. We can't say that in our ads because we're running. But, I mean, they'll know, hey,
you can vote, say for, vote for
somebody else. Don't go vote for that Democrat baby killer, And so that's the whole thing. If we get a piece of 51% of Catholics that wake up and say, hey, wait a second, I can't vote like this. Evangelicals, I can't vote like this.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.